Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Head to the beach in Abercrombie's latest summer drop. New 100% linen shirts are perfect for breezy days by the coast. They're easy to layer and go well with our new sea fade shorts. For days spent on the water, pair the A&F Resort shirt with your favorite swim. Outfit your summer with Abercrombie in the app, online, and in stores.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to 2026 Gen Con Gauntlet Prep. I'm your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I have back with me Matthew Cabotacaza and Skid Maher. What's up, fellas?
Hello.
We are in the midst of hurtling toward Gen Con at furious speed. And though at the time of recording, we are roughly 3 to 4 weeks away from Gen Con, we are, it's going to be here before we know it. And so that means we got to put the finishing touches on a few of these gauntlets that we've been talking about. For those of you that are unfamiliar with the gauntlets or haven't listened to our previous gauntlet prep episodes, the gauntlets are games that we play within our booth where we run high difficulty encounters in all different game systems for anybody that would love to purchase a seat at the table. You can come, you can play, and see if you can beat the challenge. And this year we are doing Traveler Gauntlets as part of this. We are going to have some phenomenal 3D terrain. We're going to have some sweet minis. And of course, we have to have the characters, the pre-generated characters to go with it. Well, that's what this little show is. It is a way of just kind of recording what we're doing behind the scenes anyway that we always crack up at and have a good time with, which is that beautiful, beautiful thing known as Traveler character creation. It's amazing. And we've already recorded a few characters. We've built a few, but today we have a very specific goal in mind. First, we need to find out if the Varger that was left off in the cliffhanger of our last episode dies in prison or ever gets out of prison. We have a character who may not ever make it to the gauntlet table due to the way the roles went during character creation. So we're going to actually finalize that today. And then our goal is to create two final characters that will be optional for players to pick up and play at the con. Where to start? Where to pick it up? I don't really know. Matthew, why don't you give us a brief recap? Why don't you start there with a brief recap, and then we're going to head in very shortly to finishing off this last character. Give us the recap.
Yes. So we were working on a Varger who was fulfilling her, I guess, childhood dream of being a corsair, which actually is a noble career in the Varger society, but basically you're a pirate, mostly raiding not Varger ships. You're raiding the Imperium. So you're kind of like a...
It's like a privateer.
Like a privateer without the state sanctioning. But she was a rather strong, average dexterity, average endurance, terrible intellect, and... pretty bad education as well.
Slow, weak, and stupid.
Yeah. So she did not really succeed. She spent 12 years as a corsair, did not really advance within the corsair hierarchy, and eventually had to leave, and she became a drifter for 4 years, after which she was betrayed and ended up in prison. She spent 8 years in prison and has been injured there. And he's just trying.
Has been injured there.
I'll just leave it at that. And he's just trying to make parole.
We really just inflicted this horrible life on this imaginary person.
I don't know why we did this to her. she also has almost nothing in the way of skills.
Man, people are going to be clamoring over this one. It's like, please give me unskilled prison parolee.
She has two skills that I think most of our other characters do not, which is melee, which may come in handy if we're going to do any kind of combat, as opposed to our ambassador and our celebrity sports journalist. And she also has jack of all trades, which is not enough.
Ah.
Jack of tea.
Yeah. I mean, that one skill makes her like super viable. That's awesome.
Yes. So I thought we'd just start off with her third term in prison. Let's see what happens. She's going to roll on personal development. Maybe she'll improve her education, but maybe in prison. Maybe she'll study. Maybe she'll like try to recommit to her education.
Yeah, spend a lot of time in the library.
No, she gets another rank in melee unarmed. okay.
Oh my God. So funny.
Let's see if she survives. So she, yeah, okay. So I got to do. What did she go? I actually don't have this in my notes. What career assignment did she choose? Inmate, thug, or fixer? I think she was just an inmate.
She was just an inmate.
Okay. This is an endurance roll. No bonus. And she fails. Okay. That's a mishap for her. Okay. 1d6.
Really? Another mishap? Shocking.
I believe this is what happened last time. So a prison gang persecutes you. You may choose to fight back if you wish, but if you do not, you lose all benefit rolls from your prisoner career.
Oh, wow.
If you fight back, roll melee unarmed 8+. Fail and you must roll twice on the injury table and take the lower result. Succeed and you gain an enemy and raise the prison parole threshold by +1.
Oh my God, amazing. She just keeps getting in these horrible fights.
You know what?
I
think she wants to focus on getting out, so she's not going to fight back this time.
Okay. Wow. So you're going to
lose
up
all of her benefits?
All of your benefits.
All of her benefit rolls.
All the many benefits that come from having multiple prison terms?
Yes. And she's going to lay it all on the line. So her parole threshold is currently a 7. So she's going to roll advancement here. If she rolls a 7+, she makes parole. Goes out into the world skillless and
with a record.
I just want to show you both. You can see there's one.
A 6.
Oh, you got a 6.
And then there's the other. Nope. There's the other.
Where is it?
Oh, wow.
Boxcars.
Boxcars.
So she gets parole.
All right.
Well,
it's
funny
you
rolled boxcars because that's how she'll probably be traveling from place to place, given the fact that she's completely destituted as a criminal record.
Okay. No benefits. I'm just gonna
no benefits. Ex-con. Felon.
You know what?
Multiple enemies. Yeah, let's roll a d6 and see how many of her enemies also got out of prison.
We should have started over at some point, I think. This is so bad.
Okay, you know what, though? I'm going to end it there. I'm going to muster her out because... I don't want to do any further harm to this person.
Yeah, but it's also like, I mean, you've said this many, many times. It's like, you don't have to be tweaked out with all these skills to be relevant and traveler and have an awesome game and story. And like, and it's so interesting to, but I mean, I don't think anybody else, first of all, very few people have jack of all trades. And secondly, I don't think anybody has that kind of melee combat. That's pretty impressive. Yeah.
And let's not forget she met Enzo Jones in prison. So maybe Enzo was able to help her out and get her a job on the ship that Enzo's working on. That will be the setting for our...
That would make sense.
Maybe she's working in the kitchen.
She's working in the kitchen.
She's a dishwasher. Right.
So if you want to partake in this, if you're coming to Indianapolis and you want to get a chance to sit down and play this horrible, horrible destitute character... Go to glasscannonnetwork.com/GenCon for any information you need about how to get in on these gauntlets. There are still some seats available. A few of these games are sold out, but a couple still have some seats. So go ahead to our website, glasscannonnetwork.com/GenCon, and you can check out more information about it there. We're going to take a quick break before we start the next character. We're going to start a freshie with Skid, right? Skid is going to spearhead a fresh character when we come back. So stay with us. We'll be back in a sec.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of the Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
All right, we are back and ready to kick off a new character, the penultimate character. We're going to try to do two in this episode today to finish out our pre-gen slate for Traveler at Gen Con 2026. And Skid, you're going to take the lead on this one. So how do we start again? I don't even remember. Like, what do you
background.
Pick when you start?
Where did this person grow up? What kind of planet? And then we do background skills and all that jazz.
Right, right. And we roll randomly for that background stuff, right?
No, you choose it. Though we can do, we can start with just the, characteristics. Just see.
Okay, all right.
Before we get into that, though, I do want to tell you the name of the Vargr who we just sprung from prison. Vargr names tend to have a lot of heavy consonants, a lot of repeated consonant sounds. So I'll spell it for you. R-I-K-H-I, that's the first name. The second name is H-R-E-N-D-R-R-S-S-N.
Come on.
Yes, her name is Rickey Henderson.
Rickey Henderson.
Rickey Henderson.
And the thing is, Rickey Henderson is always going to do what's best for Rickey Henderson.
Exactly. So saith Rickey Henderson.
Rickey Henderson.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Anyway. All right, Skid. Let's do 3d6, drop the lowest for your characteristics.
Okay. 3d6.
Are you going to roll down the line or are you going to?
I'm going to roll down the line. Okay. So first is strength. Oh, 11.
Wow. Great.
Wow. Whoa.
Wow.
Super plus strong. One.
Okay. Dex. 12.
Oh, boy.
What?
Holy shit.
It's a plus 2 to your dex.
Okay. Endurance. 12. I can't believe this. This is insane. Okay.
Okay.
Now, here, let's get the slalom ready for the downward slope. Okay. 4.
Oh, gosh.
Intellect. Okay.
For intellect, 4. Oh, no.
Minus 1.
Okay, 7 for education.
Okay, plus 0.
And 8 for social.
Yeah, also plus 0. Yeah. let's pause for just a second. Skid should make the non-engineer and make the one that looks kind of beefy. Because those stats are ridiculous for a martial character. And trying to do an engineer with a 4 intellect is going to be really a challenge.
Well, I mean, what am I supposed to do?
You do the engineer.
But do I need to fudge the roll?
Well, we could also just arrange them. Like, you just roll 3d6 three times and just...
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so go ahead, Skid.
Okay, so... All right, so now I have to...
Beefy, this person.
A beefy person.
Beefy and live.
Beefy and quick.
And
physically,
live.
Not mentally. All right, so now... All right, so now I choose my education dice modifier plus 3 background. So it's just 3, right? Three background skills. Okay. So background skills.
Page 9 of the core rulebook. You'll see the list there.
Core. Okay, background skills. So, I mean, I think she's probably going to go for just combat at this point. So I'm going to...
It's not a bad idea.
Guide myself in that direction. We don't really have anyone. We're underrepresented in that field as it stands.
Enzo Jones is the closest we have to a combat specialist. And spoiler alert, there will be some combat in the comments.
All right. I think she will take athletics.
Good idea.
Athletics. Streetwise.
Always a good choice.
And vac suit, just in case.
Yeah.
Although, vac suit is one, I mean, if you're going into the services, you end up usually getting anyway, but just in case, I'll take
what kind of, well, I guess that speaks to what kind of background do you think she had? She grew up as a belter or something? You know?
Yeah, like, I think, well, you know what? No, I think she grew up on an exoplanetary mining colony, but it was a planet with higher than average gravity, which accounts for her immense strength.
Got it.
So,
great.
Yeah, it was a metals heavy planet that with like extreme gravity, and she grew up working on that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Metals heavy planet with extreme gravity sounds like. Like Metallica song.
or the sword, maybe.
Gravity. Okay. So, well, with that in mind, what does she want to do with her life?
She wants to get off this horrible planet. So she is going to try to get into the Naval Academy.
Okay. So you're going to try to get into the Space Naval Academy. So that is going to be an intellect, sorry to say. 8 plus roll.
Okay. Oh boy. So that's minus 2?
Minus 1.
Minus 1. Okay. Yeah,
you're just at the minus 1 threshold.
So it's 3 is minus 2?
3 is minus 1. Anything below 3 is minus 2.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Wait, so only a 2. That's all you could ever possibly have.
1 and 2 are both. Well, no, you can lose characteristics. You can take damage to them.
Got
especially
it.
And as you get things happen to you. You could especially as you start rolling mishaps.
Is a 5 a minus 1?
A 5 is a minus 1. 3 to 5 is minus 1.
3 to 5. Got it. Okay.
Okay. She's going to try. She's going to study real hard with her limited ability to do so.
Can I just, I want to say one thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we already have a Marine. Enzo Jones, sorry, Marine. Yeah. Go Navy. Go Navy.
Go Navy. She made it exactly. She rolled a 9.
Wow.
So she just, by the skin of her teeth, by the skin of her exoplanetary teeth, she made it into the academy.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going to gain all service skills from the military career that academy is linked to. Let's pull up the Navy career here. So for you, you get all these at level 0. You're going to get pilot, always useful in the Navy. Back suit, you already have. Athletics, you already have. Gunner. That's useful. Mechanic. and gun combat.
Yeah. Right,
look at that. Already, you're already building the beginnings of a gauntlet character.
Yeah. She's a badass.
Okay. So now give me a pre-career, a 2D for a pre-career event. See what happens.
Pre-career event. 4.
A supposedly harmless prank goes wrong and somebody gets hurt, physically or emotionally. Roll social 8+. If you succeed, gain a rival. If you fail, gain an enemy. If you roll 2, you fail to graduate and must take the prisoner career next.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And this is unmodified, right?
Social, yeah. So for you, unmodified.
Okay. 3.
Okay. So you gain an enemy.
Okay.
From an enemy from the prank from college.
Okay.
Classic college prank enemy.
So I gave a code red to another cadet and they were killed. And their family has haunted me since.
It's dark. Well, on that note, let's see if you graduate.
It was just a prank.
It was just an accident.
You need me on that wall. I kept saying. And
you want me on that wall.
You want
coming back to Lincoln, coming back to Lincoln Center this next season.
Oh, exciting.
Okay. Give me an intellect roll. 7+ to graduate.
Oh boy.
Take a -1.
-1. Fail.
Oh, sorry. So after
ever should have been let in. Somebody was asleep at the recruiting wheel that day. And man, you got the fact that you got any of those skills is amazing.
It is.
So the downside is you don't graduate and you don't get any of the sweet graduation benefits. The upside is you can automatically enter the military career that you were gunning for. Just you have to enlist. So if that's what you're interested in.
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah. Wait, in the Army?
Navy.
Okay. So you can just enlist in the Navy.
Yeah. Yep. Do that with any of the services. If you're in the military academy and fail to graduate, you can automatically enter the service branch with which you are planning to go for it. Okay.
This is awesome.
All right. So I'm assuming your next 4 years, you'd like to enlist in the Navy.
Yeah.
Okay. Or do you want to choose line/crew, engineer/gunner, or flight?
I think she's going to go for flight training.
Okay, try to be a pilot. You do have pilot 0. Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have a pilot among the...
I don't believe we do.
I think we have a proper pilot. Okay, great. Yeah.
So this would be great. And I will tell you, the survival role is Dex, which is great for you. Mm-hmm. The advancement role is education, which is not great for you, but it's a lower role. It's a 5+. So.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. So you already have basic training, so you get to choose to roll on a skills table. You can do personal development, which will all will boost your characteristics in this particular case. Service skills, which you already got at level 0. Or flight.
And could I... And I do have an... Wait, what's my education? 7?
7, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I am going to roll on personal development.
Okay, great.
6. Social +1.
Okay. Well, that's great. You're making some connections. You're still a +0. Right? No, you go up to a +1.
Great.
Your social goes up to a +1.
Oh, nice.
I impressed a lot of the higher ups with my murder of a fellow cadet. That's just real initiative. That's something we treasure here at the Navy.
Publicly, they can't say that, but privately, they're like, yeah. Some bitch. Okay, let's roll for survival. Dex 7+.
7+.
Ugh. Come on, man.
8 on the die.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, great. And you have +2 to this.
Yeah.
So, okay, you're great. Let's roll for an event, 2d6.
Okay. 5.
You were given advanced training in a specialist field. Roll education 8+ to gain 1 level in any skill you already have.
Oh, and I already have.
Yeah, but you got everything at 0, so this would bump something up to
1. Oh, right. Okay. Admin.
You got to roll 8+ first.
Okay. All right.
Roll education.
Made it.
Okay. So, yeah, you can choose anything you have. So, athletics, gunner, gun combat, pilot, streetwise, mechanic, or vac suit.
Pilot.
Okay, great. So, you go to pilot 1. I'm assuming you're going to want to choose spacecraft.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Top Gun.
Top Gun, yeah. Navy. Okay, great. And now let's roll to advance, which for you is going to be education 5+.
5+. And I plus one to this now? Is that right? No, this is still
education, so still plus zero.
7, made it.
Okay. You will be promoted, congratulations, to Able Space Hand.
Hell yeah.
And you get Mechanic 1.
Cool.
So you're rank 1, one term. Okay, and you get a bonus skills roll, so you can choose any of those tables.
Okay, I will take service skills. Vaxahoot.
Okay, great. Vaxahoot great to 1. Have.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, now you are 26. You're an Able Space Hand. You've gotten some specialized training in pilot. What do you want to do next with your life?
I'm going to do one more term.
Okay, great.
Oh, wow. So you're planning to like muster out early, like at 30.
We'll see how it goes. If I don't get advancement, then maybe I'll wash out. But.
Well, now one thing I do want to offer you is that you could roll to see if you for a commission.
Oh, right.
It is a social role and your social standing just increased. So you could try to instead get promoted to ensign.
Yeah, let's try this. That's 8+.
Yes, 8+. And you have plus 1.
All right. Yeah. So she's been kissing a lot of butts here in the Imperial Navy. She's gonna see if it's gonna pay off with a commission. It does.
Wow.
You get commissioned. And I just read the rule. You can only attempt to gain a commission in your first term if your social is 9 or higher, which because of your
because your ass I just got the with, improvement.
Yep.
Yes. Awesome.
Okay, great. All right. All right. So what that does do is that takes away your advancement. So you don't get Mechanic 1. So you're not an Able Space Hand. However, you are a sub-lieutenant.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome. So I'm a sub-lieutenant, not an ensign?
Sorry, you are an ensign.
I'm an ensign. Okay.
And you get Melee Blade 1.
Oh, okay, cool.
All righty. Okay. Well, now you're an ensign. So that also allows you to roll on the officer table for your skills in your next term. So you can choose, make your choice.
Okay. So, and I do this first, right?
Yeah.
I will roll on the officer table. Admin again.
Okay. So you get admin 1. And great. Okay. Let's do survival. So dex 7+.
7+. Made it 8. On the
amazing.
Dice.
All right, 2D for an event.
6.
Your vessel participates in a notable military engagement. Gain 1 of electronics 1, engineer 1, gunner 1, or pilot 1.
I'm going to gain pilot.
This is because it has a number, you already have.
Oh, pilot 1. Right.
Unless you want to take a different pilot. So if you want to be a pilot in small craft, I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take 1 in pilot small craft.
You could also take pilot capital ships, whatever.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. I think I'll take small craft because I think she like took a pinnace or something, like got to escape from the clutches of the Jodani and was able to fly away with an admiral in tow.
Okay, great. All right.
That's so great.
Let's see if saving that admiral's life gets you promoted. So roll education 5+. See if you make sub lieutenant.
Okay. Yes, 6 on the dice.
Okay. So you get you are promoted to sub lieutenant, and you get leadership 1.
Nice.
And you get an extra roll on the skills table.
Okay. Everything is going well for this dummy.
it just
goes to prove physically strong and fast is all that's really important in life.
I hate to break it to you, but there are a lot of dumb people who succeed plenty well in this world.
That's true. That's true. So all right, and I still have my education is still 7, right? So
well, first let's roll on the skills table because you advanced.
Right. But I'm saying I can't use the advanced education.
You cannot use the advanced.
Okay. All right. I'll take PD again. Personal development.
PD.
Another social. Social plus one.
Well, you're gaining.
Working your way up.
Working your way up.
It's all politics, man. It's all politics.
I believe you screamed the same thing when we did some character creation on the road, and your guy just couldn't get past Lance Corporal.
It's all politics. Actual merit doesn't count around here.
All right,
talk about your tragic outcomes for like.
Well, as a sub lieutenant, do you want to keep going, Scooter, or do you want to muster out?
I'm gonna go one more turn around the merry-go-round.
Guns, go one more.
All right. Skills roll.
All right. I'm going for gun combat, so I'm going to roll in the service skills. No, pilot again.
Oh well, that's great.
So that's fine. I'll take that.
Boost spacecraft or small craft.
Spacecraft.
So that's pilot two now in spacecraft?
So you're a very skilled pilot.
And this just means anytime you have to make a piloting roll, you're adding plus two.
Top of my dex.
Oh, my God.
Which is already plus two.
Yeah, see, this is what like people have to realize. It's like the reason that so many of your skills are at zero when you start, and they're like, okay, zero. It's like, that's a big deal because it's just like not having a penalty. And even just having a one is awesome, and a two is great.
Yeah, like expert level.
I mean, you're rolling a plus three to every piloting check right now.
That's great.
Because two for the pilot and a plus two for your, I'm sorry, plus four.
Yeah, plus four. I was going to say, what, is it not dex?
No, yeah, plus four. So if you roll, that's pretty great.
And most checks is eight? Is that, right?
An average check is an eight.
Difficulty is eight. Yeah, so damn. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if you survive. Give me a dex check. Seven plus.
I rolled a six, but with my bonus, that is a success.
Okay. Great. You survive. Give me 2D for an event.
That's five.
This is advanced training. It's what you rolled before. You want to
roll again?
I'll roll again. 11.
Ooh, okay.
Juicy.
Your commanding officer takes an interest in your career. Either gain tactics, naval, one, or DM plus four to your next advancement role, thanks to their aid.
Ooh, I'll take tactics, naval.
Okay. Tactics, naval, one.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay, let's see if you advance to lieutenant. This is an education five plus four.
Six.
Okay. All right. So you advance to lieutenant. There's no skill associated with that. And then you get another skills roll.
Okay. I'm going to go for service skills again. Gun combat, six.
Got it. Okay. There so you now go. You choose a special. No, six is gun combat. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you choose a specialty. Where for gun combat, your options are
lasers.
You want to do lasers, not lasers, not slugs?
Yeah.
All right. Sure hope there's a laser weapon on this during this gauntlet. Okay. Great. Okay. All right. You are currently a lieutenant? You're a full lieutenant.
Yep.
Your commanding officer has an interest in your career. Want to go for one more term?
Go for one more.
I knew it was going to happen.
I want to get that commander.
Yeah, if you get promoted in this term, you become commander.
Yeah.
You might be the captain of this ship.
I could.
Not just the pilot.
Be. We never made one, right?
No, we never made a captain.
Everybody else like ended up just not being capable of commanding a ship.
No. Okay, go for some skills.
Okay. I'm going to go...
You are a pilot, but you don't have astrogation, which is a little unusual.
All right, I'll go for flight. I'll go for the flight thing. Five, astrogation.
Perfect. Okay.
Amazing. Man, this woman is lining up nicely.
Yeah.
Okay. Tier 5, Navy. Okay, now roll for survival. Dex 7 plus.
7 plus. 10 on the dice.
All right, you survive. Give me 2D for an event.
6. No, 5 again. I'll roll again.
Yeah.
5 again. 8.
Your vessel participates in a diplomatic mission.
Gain to Alderaan.
To Alderaan. Gain one of Recon 1, Diplomat 1, Steward 1, or Contact.
I'll take Steward 1.
Okay. Great. All right. Let's see if you get promoted to Commander.
Okay. Oh, no. I have no bonus on this, right?
No bonus. But you have to get a 5.
I failed.
Oh, no.
No. You were so close to Commander.
I was one short. You got a 4.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you want to muster out?
Yeah, I want to muster out.
All right. Okay, so you retire from the Navy as lieutenant after 4 terms. You have 4 terms in the Navy plus a term in the Naval Academy. I'll do some benefit rolls.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you could roll up with a ship.
That's true.
I'm gonna skip ahead. Okay. So highest rank. So you're gonna get a benefit roll for each term. So you get 4 benefit rolls. You reached rank 3, so you get plus 2. So you're gonna get 6 rolls on the benefit tip.
Okay.
Okay. So the Navy one is pretty sweet. You can get some cool stuff in here. Ship shares, ship's boat, a TAS membership, also some cash.
Yeah.
So nothing gave you a dice modifier to any of your benefit rolls.
I never heard that come up. Like that,
you're not a gambler. You're just rolling a straight D6 on this.
Okay.
But a six is a ship's boat or 2 ship shares. A 7 is just your social gets bumped plus 2. Yeah. So what do you want to do? You get 6 rolls. We can just go down the line, do cash and some benefits.
Yeah. And do I announce ahead of time whether I'm rolling for cash or benefit?
You do announce ahead of time. Yeah.
I do that ahead of time. Okay. I will roll for a benefit first off. 3. Education plus 1. I'll take the plus 1.
Okay. Okay. And that bumps you up to an 8.
Yep. I will go for another benefit.
Wait, you rolled a 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could get 2 ship shares.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, I'll take the education.
Okay, great. Okay. Yeah. What was the next roll?
Next one was a 5.
Task membership. That's great.
It's great. Better for an extended campaign, but
right. Who knows? Well, these characters might go out.
You never know.
Well, if we decided this character is a passenger on the ship, you would get automatic high pass. You could use your membership to get yourself high passage on the ship.
It really is one of the best benefits in any game system. The task membership.
Yeah.
If there's one benefit that I could get in my real life, it would be task membership.
It's like having status at an airline plus a whole bunch of other, plus being like a member of the Explorers Club, plus being, it's really good.
Yeah, it's great. All right, I'm going to go for, because I have 4 left, right? 4 rolls left.
4 left, yeah.
I'll take another benefit. Oh, task membership. Can I reroll?
Reroll.
Okay, 3 again. So this time I will take the 2 ship shares.
Right.
What does that mean? How come you can take 2 ship shares? It's either or.
It's either or.
Got it. I see it. Yep.
And ship shares are great. They're worth roughly 1 million credits, so they're not, redeemable for cash. But with 2, you can also pool them with your party. You can pool them with yourself. You can make some more money. Yeah. Pretty cool.
And I'm going to do 1. All right,
so you got 3 more rolls there, Skid.
I'm going to do 1 more benefit roll. Intelligence plus 1. Natural 2.
Sorry, remind me of the mechanic, how you figure out how many benefit rolls you get. Like, so if you don't roll additional benefit rolls as part of the career, what How do you figure out what you, what's the baseline?
You get the number of terms you, the number of terms you survived, plus there's a table for how many bonus rolls you get based on your rank.
Got it.
Okay. Now roll for cash with my last two.
Okay.
Oh, 1,000 credits. Natural one.
Oh, that sucks. All right.
Second one. 5. So 20,000 credits. So 21,000 credits. Couple of ship shares.
TAS membership.
TAS membership. And the star is my destination.
And you're pretty good.
Amazing.
And you're not a bad pilot. You do say so yourself.
Not such a bad pilot if I do say so myself. I can almost get my own ship for that.
Who's going to fly it, kid? You?
You bet I could.
Okay. Well,
we don't have to sit here and listen to this. Yeah.
Okay. So you did 4 terms in the Navy. So that was 20 years. So you are now 38.
Great. Whole life in front of me.
Whole life in front of you. Any thoughts on name?
Her name is Karen Lightspeed.
Karen Lightspeed.
Oh my God.
Karen Lightspeed is my name. Navy, my career, something, something, something. The star is my destination. Destination. That's an Alfred Bester reference for all of you out there.
Alfred Bester. I just read that book 2 years ago, last year.
He is a very influential sci-fi writer who probably would not survive a close reading in 2026.
No. Say that. No. I did enjoy the book, though. There were some really, really cool concepts.
Really cool concepts.
In that book.
Okay. Well, Joe.
Okay. I think it's time for a quick break. Let's take a quick break, real quick breather before I hop in here and grab the 2D to start rolling. We'll be back in a second.
Hi, I'm Whitney.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the hosts of True Crime Campfire. We set out to make a true crime podcast we'd want to listen to. We get right to the story. We don't do a lot of extra talking, and when we do, it's usually to roast the short hairs off of some loser, murderer, or scammer. You'll laugh, but only at the people who deserve it.
Like, which serial killer would you most like to shove into a locker?
BTK and his awful poetry. Dude got caught because he didn't understand what a floppy disk was.
We look for the stranger than fiction stories, like the case of Patty James, a killer catfish before the internet was even a thing.
Or Howard Walmsley, a sentient wad of damp laundry who convinced his town he'd won the lottery, fleeced local businesses out of thousands, and then became a romance scammer.
We've covered tons of cases you've never heard of. Cults, scammers, killers.
So come find your next great binge. Listen to True Crime Campfire on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Friday.
Do you love Disney? Do you love top 10 lists? Then you're going to love our podcast, Disney Countdown. Hi, I'm Megan, the Magical Millennial.
And Biscuits, I'm Jeremy, a.k.a. Jarendell, and we are the hosts of the hit Disney podcast, Disney Countdown.
On every episode of our fun and family-friendly show, we count down our top 10 lists of all things Disney. The parks, the movies, the music, the food, the lore. There is nothing we don't cover on our show, right, Jeremy?
Ooh, girl, you know we are famous for rabbit holes, Disney-themed games, and fun facts you didn't know you needed, but you definitely need in your life. So if you are looking for a healthy dose of Disney magic, check out Disney Countdown wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Mick Unplugged, the number one podcast for self-improvement and modern leadership. I'm Mick Hunt, your host, and I'm here to challenge your why and fuel your because. This is where leaders, entrepreneurs, and go-getters come to level up. Each week, I bring you unfiltered conversations, game-changing strategies, and the kind of motivation that transforms lives and legacies. I've learned from legends like Les Brown, Damon John, and Robert Irvine. And now, I'm bringing their lessons, along with mine, straight to you. From modern leadership tips to creating unstoppable momentum, this is the podcast that redefines what's possible. Hit play, subscribe, and join the millions who've made Mick Unplugged their go-to source for growth and greatness. Because your next breakthrough is just one episode away. This is Mick Unplugged, the voice and face of modern leadership, entrepreneur, and self-improvement. Let's get started.
And we're back. We are going to now set off and create a life like playing gods. Around the table, we're going to create a final pre-gen that will be available to play for our Traveler Gauntlet here coming up at Gen Con. Man, very excited to get to Gen Con. We got lots of shows we're doing at Gen Con, and not to mention the gauntlets, which do have some seats available. So a reminder, go to glasscannonnetwork.com/GenCon. If you want to grab a seat to one of these things, if you're going to Indianapolis and you want to grab a seat, you can play one of these characters and check out Matthews. I say Matthews. I mean, you're primarily writing the scenario, right? And Skid, you're going to run it along with Matthew at different parts of the days at Gen Con. But you're crafting this scenario, right, Matthew?
Yeah.
From the mind of Matthew.
We're kind of comboing two classic things that can happen to you on a ship in travel.
Okay, amazing. But what that means is Matthew is making a multi-tiered situation where all different skills are going to come into play. And one of the ones we just discussed this over the break is the reality that we are on our eighth character and have not really landed on a ship's engineer. And when we set out to make these characters, we said, we're going to just start rolling dice, but we're going to eventually probably find our way into a commander, a pilot, a gunner, an engineer, down the line, like the ship roles, the classic ship, ship's doctor, right? Like the classic ship role. Actually, we don't have a physician, do we?
Oh, we don't have a
physician.
That's interesting. Very interesting. And instead, we ended up making like a diplomat, an ex-con, a cook, right? Like all these things, because this is where the dice took us. So in the interest of trying to craft out an engineer, I am going to not roll down the line for this character, but we'll roll six characteristics and then assign them in the attempts to put some into intellect to steer this person who is going to be a human woman, I've decided, toward engineering. So we'll start there, but then we have no idea like the path, what it's going to be or how she's going to fare as she comes up against life's challenges. So, okay. I'm going to start with characteristics down the line. Now, these are not yet assigned, so we'll start with, start with a 7. Average. Start with, 11, baby.
Oh, 11. Okay.
Phantasmagoric, another 7. So 7's going to be a 0, right? Not a bonus, not a minus.
The average NPC in Traveler is just 7s down the line.
Okay, the average NPC, so that makes it easy on, it's called the referee, the person that the runs
referee.
The game?
Yeah, referee.
Okay, another 7. 7's down the line here with 1, 11 busting out. 9.
Okay.
Nice.
That gets you a +1, right?
Yep.
That's the first thing to get you a +1, right? 8 does not get you a +1.
Yeah, 9 gets you a +1.
Okay. 7. That's... Oh, that's no, six. I got one more.
No, that's six.
That's six? Oh, yeah,
seven,
that's six.
7, 11, 7, 7, 9, 7.
7, 11, 7, 7, 9, 7. Okay. Now,
but if you're going to college, you know that your education is going to be boosted by a +1 just by going. So, you know, if that 11, that can turn to a 12 real easy.
Ooh, okay. So then how about we do 11 education and 9 intellect? Does that make sense if we're trying to build out an engineer, crafty engineer? And then everything else is 7s, right down the line. 7 strength, 7 dex, 7 endurance, 7 social. Extremely average physically, but mentally. And whatever access she has had to education is pretty superior. Okay, now we make the decision of how best to learn to be a good ship's engineer. This would be Navy is obviously a really good path to go here. Skid, you went the pilot path. There's also the engineering path. My hesitation there right now is just, you know, we're doing a show here. And though the different branches have different skill sets, the life events that you come up against or career events, whatever you want to call them, are the same. So we've just seen a bunch of those that Skid went through. And I'm thinking about trying something that I've never done before. I'm looking around at things that have this. Engineer. Yeah, go ahead.
In the interest of a good show, if you did want to do Navy, we could just say if you rolled something that Skid rolled that doesn't fit the story, we'll just re-roll.
Yeah, I know, but Skid already did like four of them, right? Yeah, like there are four 12. Different ones. Well, there are 12.
I guess that's not true. There are
11.
There are 11. It goes up. You can roll up to 12.
You roll up to 12, but there are 11. Right. No, I want to try something different. I want to try doing a merchant, like a merchant marine.
Merchant
marine. I want to try to do this. So this is basically, I want to try to, because every time I play this game, I go into the military. I never played this game. Every time I make characters, I go into the military and I attempt to go into the military. And if I fail at officer school, I end up enlisting and all that kind of stuff. And those make great gauntlet characters, but I've already made one of those. And then the other thing I hadn't done was go into the scout service. And I already made one of those. I made an explorer and she's awesome. So now it's kind of like, I'll read it right from the book. Merchant. Members of a commercial enterprise. Merchants may crew the ships of huge trading corporations, or they may work for independent free traders who carry chance cargoes and passengers between worlds. So I'm thinking try to get into there, try to qualify for that, and then be a merchant marine where you work on one of the massive cargo haulers run by the Imperium or a megacorp. I like the idea of a character who works for a megacorp, right? We could even make up the megacorp.
We could make up the name.
Yeah.
Skid, start pause. Unless you're thinking, just based on the way you rolled your background, I think you probably want to go to college. If you want to be an engineer, you got to learn.
I apologize. Yeah. So that's the first step, right, is go to college. I forgot that step.
Well, so
already.
You want to go to an engineering school.
Yes.
You got to roll education 6+.
Education 6+, and I get a +2? Or you only get a +2 at 12?
You only get a +2 at 12.
Damn it. Education 6+, here we go. Off the jump. 7 on the die.
Nice.
Got it.
Congratulations. Okay.
Got into college.
All right, okay. So right off the bat.
The first in your family.
Yes. Actually, wait, we skipped a whole step. You need to choose background skills.
Oh, yeah.
How do I choose background skills?
So page 9 of the core rulebook, you get 3+, you get your 3+ your education dice modifier. So you're going to get 4 of these skills from this table, bottom right.
I get how many?
4.
4 of these skills. All right. I will take mechanic.
Yep.
0.
Yep.
Electronics. 0.
Great.
Let's do vac suit. Yep. 0. And what do you guys think? Like, I could do athletics. I could do profession, since I kind of intend to go into merchant marines. What does profession do? Is that irrelevant for gauntlets?
It's going to be pretty irrelevant for gauntlets.
Yeah. You pick a job. To say like an archaeologist or something.
Okay. And what about flyer? Is that just a pilot?
Flyer is like aircraft as opposed to spacecraft.
Yeah. Like air cars.
Air cars, yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Don't really have interest in that.
Honestly, if you want to be a merchant, I would honestly think about admin.
Okay.
Or
what about survival?
You could do survival.
Backsuit, survival, electronics, mechanic. Or what about no, not streetwise, right? That wouldn't make sense.
No, I also think like you could also do like science.
Science.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Let's do science.
Yeah, science. Science.
I like that idea.
Okay. All right. Now you're in school.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm having second thoughts because we have a scientist, right? Don't we have like a famous scientist?
We do.
Famous. But it was an alien scientist.
The Aslan scientist. Yes. You just having science is not the end of the world.
How about this? However she came upon it, we don't really know. But how about Medic 0?
Right.
She just has some skill in first aid.
That's huge.
Yeah. Okay, great. Okay. So we've got electronics, mechanic, medic, and vac suit.
If you flip to page 16, you'll see a list of skills you can get from your university education. You choose one at level 0 and one at level 1. I would choose engineer at level 1.
Engineer at level 1.
If we want to make an engineer.
But it says engineer any. So does that mean I need to do engineer like ships?
M drive is maneuvering drive.
M drive.
J drive is jump drive, life support, or power.
I want M drive.
M drive. M drive.
Yeah. Somebody else had another character I made for this had life support skill in engineering. I remember that.
So now you get any of these other ones at level zero. Admin, advocate, animals, art, astrogation, electronics, engineer, language, medic, navigation, profession, or science.
Okay. Then let's say science now. Admin. Let's say admin. You wanted me to do admin, right?
Yeah, I can help you.
Great.
Okay, your education goes up by one. So now you're at a 12.
baby!
Okay, so now roll 2D and let's see what happens during college.
Okay, so this is an event in college.
Yep.
Okay, 7.
Life event. Roll always, another 2D.
Always with these life events. I've rolled so many 7s. 10.
Good fortune.
Oh, that's so lucky.
What?
Something good happens to you. You come into money unexpectedly, have a lifelong dream come true, get a book published, or have some other stroke of good fortune. Gain DM +2 to any one benefit roll.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Okay. So jot that down so I don't forget. I'll write it down here too. DM +2 to any benefit roll. What do you think was? What do you think happened to her in college?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe her like romanticy fan fiction novel.
Yeah.
Got
actually,
published.
That's a great idea. You have a separate source of income.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. She just like, this was a hobby thing she was doing on the side in college, just like writing for fun, fan fiction. And it was like a hit.
Yeah.
And then she gets this call from, my wife's brother's daughter loves your book, and I'm a publisher at I'm a galactic level publisher.
galactic publisher.
This is Carter from Galactic Publishing, and I'd love to publish your novel.
You publish.
I keep 100% of the profits.
Romanticy.
How's that sound? No.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see if you graduate. Maybe that actually affects your ability to graduate. There are stories like this where people get published in college and they just like never graduate college. And then
it's much of a distraction.
Yeah. Who needs college? It's stupid. All right. Is it education that I rolled to graduate or intellect?
Intellect.
Intellect 6+.
Yep.
All right. But if 10 plus is rolled, I graduate with honors. Let's go.
Always
going to graduate with honors. Dude, I rolled a 10. 9 on the die +1, right? Because I have a 9 intellect.
Yep. +1. So you graduate with honors.
I rolled a 10. Graduate with honors.
You probably, you gave your valedictorian speech. Everyone is just like so jealous. It's like, I can't believe she published.
Okay.
It's a fucking sophomore.
I know. Can there be an event where like another, like a former friend of hers from freshman year tries to stab her?
I mean, sure. You can have a rival.
Tries to. At a kegger. Get stabbed at a kegger.
All right. So you're going to get a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
So,
never done this before, I don't think.
Yeah, you've never graduated before? Okay, so you're going to increase both of the skills you got in college by one level. So your admin goes up to 1 and your engineer M drive goes up to 2.
Wow. We got a real engineer, boys.
Well, your education goes up by another +1. So you now have a 13 education. You're very smart. Okay, you get a +1 dice modifier. Oh, no, with honors. You get a +2 dice modifier to qualify for a bunch of careers, including... No, not including merchant.
Oh, all right.
So you might want to think about
that. So +2 to qualify for the following careers. Agent, army, citizen, corporate, entertainer, marines, navy, scholar, scouts. What is agent? Is that like intelligence service?
That's like CIA.
It's depending on the path you choose. It's law enforcement, intelligence, or corporate, like a corporate spy.
A corporate spy?
I mean, you already got a 2 in engineer, so we do have someone with engineering. You could just do whatever you want now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This is all about intellect, it seems. Survival for law enforcement is about endurance. Yeah, so my education doesn't really benefit me too much there. What was this on? This is page 16, right? Okay. This is interesting now, like trying to take the numbers and take the mechanics and optimize as much as possible.
You could also do like citizen corporate and take a corporate engineering job. Like trying to, maybe you're like designing new.
Yeah. Like new ship design or engine design or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's very interesting. So I met this guy through in my neighborhood through youth sports, one of the dads. And he got like he has an engineering degree and a high science degree. And I say high science, whatever the science, I'm not sure, chemistry, whatever it is. And he ends up working as an engine, like a corporate level engineer, making and remanufacturing for safety, like oil tanks inside of oil, like, you know, oil distribution and whatever they call them. Like, oh my God, what's the word? Refineries, like yeah. Inside refineries, right? And I don't know what he makes, but the indications are that he makes stupid money. And it's just like, he's like, yeah, I work on an oil rig outside of Newark, right? And you're just kind of like, oh.
He works on the rig?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, he works in a refinery. And you're just kind of like, okay, like, that doesn't sound super sciencey or corporate, right? Like, it's kind of, but he is on the science end of that corporate thing. And it sounds like it is a super successful job to have.
I feel like if you are an oil company, and you want to make things that hold your oil, it would be very important and be worth paying people who make those things.
Be like keep extremely them from
breaking. Yeah.
Like very intellectual, very science-based. Oh, this is very interesting.
Let's cut corners in this area. You know, friend of the show, Nick Shelton, that's what he did. Like he recently retired a couple of years ago, but that's what he was doing for work was he was working at a refinery, like doing like water quality testing and stuff. So, and,
oh, wow.
Interesting. You know what? I think I am going to go for the Merchant Marine thing regardless. Okay. Just because I feel, even though I don't get the benefit to it, I feel like I want to see what the life events are for somebody that works on a huge megacorp, you know, cargo hauler.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what that life is like. So, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay. So, to qualify for Merchant Marine, it is an intellect role, 4+. So relatively low.
Yeah. This shouldn't be hard, right? But like, man, no rerolls in this. It's just that this is what life gives you. Okay. Another 7 for a result of an 8. So, all right. She qualifies for the Merchant Marines. And yeah. Okay. Great.
Merchant Marines, we are leaving.
Merchant Marines.
Okay.
We are leaving. All right.
So term 2. So this well-educated, it feels like you're like a pretty suburban, you know, pretty like good suburban life growing up.
Yeah.
Went to college, got your engineering degree. You wrote this romantasy novel. You have a separate source of income. But your dream is to go see the, you know, go out and explore.
Go amongst the stars. Exactly. And she doesn't have that. I don't know. I don't think that she has that urge to dominate the leadership roles of corporate, like, planet side space. Yeah. You know, like she doesn't want to be at a desk.
I'm just gonna say one thing, which is that you get a +1 to when anyone, you know, I'm sorry, you get a +2 to anyone benefit roll, and if you roll a 6 or a 7 on your benefit roll and you choose a benefit, you get a free trade.
Whoa.
Oh wow.
Wait, that's the ship.
Yeah.
Oh, so this could be your ship. This could be her ship. It could be a merchant ship.
She could be the captain of the ship.
Yeah, because Karen never made commander. Okay. Let's try it. All right. So do I at this point say I want to specialize as a merchant marine?
Yes. So you're going to get all your service skills at level 0. So you're going to get drive at 0.
Okay.
Vac suit you already have. Broker. Okay. Got to have a broker. Sense of...
If you're out there doing merchant stuff.
Steward, very important. Electronics, you already have. And persuade, also very important. Okay.
Ooh, persuade's awesome, even for a gauntlet.
All right, so now roll survival, which for you is going to be education 5+.
And I get a +2 to this roll.
No.
No? Oh, endurance. What?
Oh, sorry. You were just asking about your dice modifier. Sorry. Yes. For education, you get a +2. Sorry. I thought plus you were two. Saying you got some sort of bonus.
All right. I got an 8, adjusted 8. So okay. I survive.
Roll 2D for an event.
2D for an event. 6. This is what I'm curious to see. What happens when you're out there merchanting?
You make an unexpected connection outside your normal circles. Gain a contact.
Ah, okay.
Okay. All right. Now let's see. I'll give you one contact. Who do you think it was? Do you think you met some other, another engineer, someone who read your novel?
A fan.
I mean, I would love it to be one of the characters, right? Like maybe the contact is this, like this,
contacts
disgraced...
are separate from the characters. If you want to connect to one of the other characters, that's a connection, which you
can do. That's another mechanic.
Yeah.
That we can employ.
Contacts can give you benefits. Like if you do in a long-term campaign, you're like, oh, I have a contact who's involved in this kind of thing. We should go talk to them.
Gotcha. Okay. Then I'm going to take I'm going to work for a megacorp, but I'm going to take an Imperium trade contact. So like basically somebody in the Imperium
Board of Trade.
Yeah. Imperium Board of Trade. Exactly. In order to maybe, you know, have a friendly on the inside, just in case I ever need any, you know, paperwork sort of nudged in one way or another.
Okay, great. Let's roll for advancement, which for you is going to be intellect 7+.
Yeah, this isn't easy. Intellect 7+. Oh, it's a fail. Ooh, with a 6, because I get a +1, right?
You get a +1. Yeah.
Yeah. So I rolled an adjusted 6.
Okay. So you complete one term. You still are at rank 0. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let's give another try.
Another term.
Another term.
All right. So now you get to choose your skills table. You can do personal development, service skills, advanced education because you're smart, or merchant marine.
Advanced education because I'm smart, or merchant marine. Let's do. What's advocate?
Like lawyer.
Lawyer.
Ah. Hey, that's good stuff to have there. Okay, I'll do advanced education. Here we go. Astrogation.
Great. Rolled a great 2. To have.
Astrogation. That goes to a 0.
Goes to a 1.
Oh, it goes straight to a 1. Dope.
Yep. After you do your basic training, every skill you get just increases it by 1, unless there's a number specified. So if it says like astrogation 1, you just get it at 1.
Copy. All right. okay. Let's do this for another turn.
All right. Well, you got to do survival.
Okay,
this is your new term. You didn't get a roll.
This is the new term, and that's I chose the skill for the new term, and now survival. Okay, I got it, even though a die dropped because I got one of the die was 5.
All right, give me 2D for an event.
2D for an event. I'm gonna re-roll that because it was a 6. I don't need another contact. 9.
You were given advanced training in a specialist field. Roll education 8+ to increase any one skill you already have by 1 level.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, that is an 11.
Nice.
So which skill you want to bump up?
Oh, man, I have so many now. I can just increase it by 1?
Yeah.
Let's do
that's
electronics.
Better than the one I got. It just like got me a skill at 1. This is like,
well, I really want to focus on, yeah, that's true. I really want to focus on the engineering part. So I want to say electronics. I feel like that could always be valuable, but I could also be persuaded to do persuade.
I would do electronics because if you get promoted, you'll get persuade 1.
Oh, great. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to choose a specialty. You can do comms, computers, remote ops, or sensors.
Computers.
Great.
So that's electronics, computers, right?
Yep. Level 1.
In parentheses.
Okay. Now let's roll to see if you advance.
Oh, come on.
Intellect 7+.
I'm going to say it right now. If she doesn't advance, I'm going to go on a different career.
Yeah.
I feel like she's just not shining here. Something's just not cooking. Ah!
Get it.
8. Result of 8.
Nice.
She advances.
You get promoted. So now, because you advance, get another roll on the skills table. So pick a skills table and roll.
Another roll on the skills table. So I can pick any one of these and roll. Let's do Merchant Marine.
Okay, great.
Here we go. I got athletics.
Oh, great.
No, I rolled a 3.
Technically, you have to pick a specialty for this.
For athletics?
So, oh, you do?
Yeah. So you can choose dex, endurance, or strength.
Oh. Oh, okay. Like distance running or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dex, endurance, or strength. I'll do dex.
Okay, great. So that could be climbing or sprinting or high jumping or long jumping or, you know, that's all stuff you can do.
Pickleball.
Yeah.
Strength.
Pickleball. Okay,
athletics,
great.
Dexterity 1. Okay, you get promoted to, they don't have a rank name, but you get persuade 1.
Awesome.
Nice. Okay. What do you think? Is she going to stick with it?
I think you're wrong.
Why?
Because I think you're looking at
right.
Free Trader.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong table. Yeah, you're now a senior crewman.
I'm a senior crewman and I get mechanic 1.
Mechanic 1. I was looking at the wrong table.
Can I take a new one?
What do you mean?
Like I already have mechanic 2 M drive. Can I take mechanic 1?
You have
like
engineer.
Power?
You have engineer.
Oh, that's engineer. Right. Yeah. I already had mechanic 1 or I had mechanic 0?
You had mechanic 0.
Perfect. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Great.
So now you're a senior crewman.
Senior crewman. All right. Just as I was about to I'm quitting this. This sucks. So you get the knock on the door. Captain wants to see you. You've been promoted to a senior crewman.
Somebody's dead. We need a new senior crewman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Somebody flew out of an airlock. all right. Next term. Here we go. What am I doing? I get to roll. I get to pick, right?
You get to pick a skills table.
All right. Pick a skills table. I'm going to do personal development. Let's do personal development one. Let's try to develop as a person. 6, streetwise.
Okay, great.
So that goes to 1.
You're learning the way things work.
Yeah, exactly. Like she comes out of college, she gets this job, and most of the time she's not exposed to like the dirty underbelly of merchanting around the sector. And then all of a sudden she comes across some shady deals.
She's getting a PhD in the School of Hard Knocks.
Exactly. Exactly. All right.
All right. 2D for an event.
2D for an event. 5.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You have the chance to risk your fortune on a possibly lucrative deal.
Oh,
no.
Oh, shit.
You may gamble a number of benefit rolls and roll Gambler 8+ or Broker 8+, and you do have Broker.
Oh, shit.
If you succeed, you gain half as many benefit rolls you risked rounding up. If you fail, lose all the rolls you risked. Either way, gain 1 level in whichever skill you use. So,
all right. So we're going broker.
You're going broker.
I'm doing it.
You're going to be going broker if you fail this roll.
Yeah, I really am, dude. I mean, maybe that's why this awesome senior crewman ends up on this ship with these bunch of weirdos.
All right.
I don't know. And no longer working for the Megacorp.
You would have, I'm just going to tell you how many benefit rolls you have available. You would have available to you to gamble. So you're only rank 1, you have 3 terms. So you have 4 up to 4 rolls to gamble.
4 benefit rolls to gamble. And if I succeed, if I bet 2, all 4, I would get 2 ones. I'd get 6.
Yeah.
6!
But if you fail, you get none.
Get none.
That dream of owning your own ship.
Oh, but I get a +4 to the roll.
Why do you get a +4?
To 1 roll.
Oh, no, that would be 2 when you roll the benefit roll.
When I roll the benefit roll? No.
Yes. When you were like, I'm mustering out, I'm going to roll my benefits roll. That's when you would get the +2.
No. I understand that.
With the broker. With the broker skill?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Yeah, you don't get any bonus to the broker roll. You just have to do a straight roll.
No, you would roll broker. So you would you have a 0. So you roll, and then you would do, you make your case. Education or intellect. So you could buy your +2 or +1.
Oh, because you do tie it to a characteristic. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Then I would use education. And so I'd get a +2 to the roll.
So okay. How many rolls are you risking?
I'm gonna risk all of them. Let's go.
Yeah,
all
in. Yeah, that's right.
4 benefit rolls.
Final Jeopardy.
Someone comes to you and they say, I have an interesting investment opportunity for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And Okay, and I think that as a senior crewman, I think that what she's doing is she's bringing it to the captain, and she is really pushing it. Like, really, like,
she wants to get the captain involved in this racket now too.
Yeah, so I think that that's how it. I think that's how it goes down. And so, if the role is great, then everybody benefits, and she gets a huge finder's fee. If it goes badly, she makes enemies. I feel like, and this is, you know, maybe she makes an enemy, and then things get really bad. And she gets just like booted. Oh my God, are we really putting it all on the line here? I got
to
do it.
You have to
do it.
You got to. Okay. Here we go. So a broker 8+, and I get a +2 to the roll. So I need a 6 or higher on 2D to have 6 benefit rolls.
And you could get more. Like you,
yeah.
Yeah, you can still earn more. So
yeah. All right. Come on. Here we go. I got a 6. Exactly. +2 is 8. Broker.
Oh, wow. Five. What was the investment? Like, what was the shady? What was the scheme?
All right, so this is a maybe this is through her contact in the Imperium, and it is to
I was like about insider, to say, insider trading, but no, actually, this is on the up and up. You're just making an investment.
Yeah.
Let's say, you know what it is? I think it's the Imperium had recently, and maybe not so legally, like taken over a world. Right, like a lesser advanced world, and this was like we got a key in to be the first developmental corporation on that planet or something like that, and so it could be very bad if it was seen publicly as whatever, taking advantage of these people, or it could be that nobody even noticed, and now you have another location that you have the first dibs at to build on. Okay, great. So.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, let's see if your work paid off and if you advance.
Okay. So first I do survival.
No, you did that already. You survived.
Oh, right. And then I did the event and now advancement. Here we go.
Intellect 7+.
Dude, 12. I rolled 11 on the die. +1 is 12. So advance. So I get another skill roll.
Yes. And I also believe because you rolled a 12 on your advancement roll, you were not allowed to retire. You have to do you're too valuable.
Oh, right.
They won't let me go. I tried to get out of it once I made this big deal.
Pulling me back in.
They keep pulling me back in. All right. Let's roll advanced education. Here we go. That is a 5 admin.
Great. Admin goes up to 2. This all makes sense. So you get promoted. Oh, well, first of all, your broker goes up because of that.
Oh, that's right. I get broke. See, yes, she has got, contrary to our Varger ex-con, this girl has a lot of skills.
This is the flip side of the coin here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are promoted to fourth officer.
Fourth officer! Making our way up, and now I can't leave the career, so I go right back in, and I do another skill roll, right?
Yeah, hang on 1 second. Let me make sure I have all my notes here advanced.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with this character.
All right, so yeah, you get another skill roll for your fourth career.
Okay,
fourth term in this career.
Fourth term in this career. I'm going to go with service skills this time. See what we pull out. Vac suit.
Always 2. Helpful.
I rolled a 2. Vac suit.
Nice. So you go up to 1 on your vac suit.
1 on vac suit. And
any
then
spacer worth their salt.
One. Right.
I know your way around a vac suit.
All right. Now survival. So your
survival,
education 5+.
Yep. I got it with an 8. Yeah. A 10 because I rolled an 8 and I get +2 because it's education, right? Yeah.
All right.
And then
now,
events.
Event.
9. Didn't I already roll a 9?
It's advanced training in a specialist field. You already got it, but you could do it again if you want.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Okay. So you just choose another skill you already have. Or you have to roll education 8+ to increase the skill you already.
I fail with a 7.
Mm.
Adjusted 7.
Ugh.
Okay, great.
Bummer.
So you don't get a skill. Okay. Now let's roll to see if you get promoted to third officer.
I got it with an 8. Adjusted 8.
Okay,
so you promoted to third officer.
Yeah, rank 3. And did you get another skills table roll?
So many skills. Let's do service skills again. There's a couple on here I want to get. Oh, no, there isn't.
You got all those at 0, at least 0.
Yeah, I've got all those at 0. And then Merchant Marine. Yeah, let's do Merchant Marine. Here we go. 5. Engineer.
There you go.
There we go.
So you could bump up your M drive to 3, or you could take engineer. You take 1
let's
at
do power.
Power. Yeah.
Yes. Engineer one for power. So M drive and power. I love this so much. Okay. Rocking and rolling.
Okay. So you're now, we've now done five terms. So you're 20, that's 20 years. So you're 38.
So 38, same age as Skid's character.
Same age as Karen.
Another term or must
I got to do one more. I got to do one more. I got to see if I can make second officer. Well, let me just that would give me a rank in pilot, which would be cool to have.
You have crazy benefits after this too.
Yeah.
That'd be insane.
That's the thing to think about. What's the actual table here?
You could get multiple free traders.
You could get multiple ships.
Like a fleet. Hey, you want a free trader? Hey, yeah. There you go.
Give one to me.
Take a free trader.
All right, yeah. So if you get to rank five, so yeah, you have to get to rank five. So you actually need to do two more terms in advance in both of them. You would get three bonus benefit rolls and a plus one modifier to all benefits from this career.
Wow. That would be nine.
Wow. So you get, that's if you get to first officer. So you have to get to first officer.
All right. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, baby. What am I rolling right now? I don't even know what I'm rolling.
You should take a skill first.
Well, I'm gonna keep that roll because I think that would be survival, right? That would be my first roll.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's event. Right?
No, survival's first.
Okay, so
you survive.
Yes, I do survive because I rolled an eight, but I need to roll on a skill, so I'll do personal development.
Great.
See if we can get something bumped up. Oh, endurance plus one. I like that.
Oh, cool. What is it now? What's it up
eight
to?
For you?
It's an eight.
Nice.
All right. So, now give me 2D for an event because you already survived.
2D for an event is nine again. Hold on. Let me reroll it. See what we get here. 10. 6 and a 4.
A good deal ensures you are living the high life for a few years. Gain DM plus one to another anyone
Man,
benefit
just
role.
Wheeling and dealing.
Dude, we've never done this in any car rides. No one has ever done Merchant Marine.
This is by far the best you've ever done.
This is the best you've ever done with a car.
Okay. My God. It's amazing.
Let's see if you get promoted to second officer.
It pays to work for the megacorps.
It does. Here we go. That's right. We've never tried it.
Here's the big advancement roll. This is the big... Oh, dude, I got it.
You got it?
One die fell, but one was a six. That's 11.
Oh shit. Okay, you're promoted to second officer, you get pilot one, and you get another skills roll.
Wait, so now is he alive? Is he able to retire next? Is he still locked in for another term?
No, because it has to be 12, right?
Oh, it has to be 12.
Okay. Yeah, you have to roll boxcars.
Okay.
However, you're now 40. Do you have to roll on the aging table?
That would make sense.
Oh, yeah, sure. We forgot that. We should have rolled. You have to roll. You need to give me two rolls on the aging table.
Is that 2D?
Yep.
Okay, so roll number one on the aging table is 8.
Great. You're fine.
Roll number two on the aging table is 3.
That might be a problem.
Yeah.
Yep.
No. No! Well, this is
okay,
the...
Okay, so you rolled a 3. You've done 5 terms. This is your 6th term. Okay, so 6 terms minus 3. Oh, gosh. Okay. Reduce one physical characteristic by 2. Reduce 2 physical characteristics by 1.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, this is going to start being penalties.
Yep.
All right. I'll
that's
reduce.
So terrible.
So I would say reduce your endurance by 2 because it would just go down to 6. It wouldn't change your modifier.
All right.
Now, that is your HP. But,
okay. So now they're all 6s. 6 strength, 6 dex, 6 endurance.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Oof. Okay.
That hurt.
Ooh, brutal.
Yeah, that did. Well,
brutal.
Then you better, I would say, roll personal development for this skills roll. You get
advancing. All right.
Back in the gym.
Are we on the right spot here now? This is my 6th term. I'm rolling on the personal development. Let's see if we can get one of those back. No, I rolled a 6. So I go up again in streetwise. That is crazy ridiculous. Okay
and you got pilot one. I'm assuming you want spacecraft.
Yes, pilot one spacecraft.
Okay, this is amazing. All right, for all the marbles, if you can complete this term, if you can finish this term, you get all those benefits.
Okay, so first thing I need to do is survive, and I survive with a 10.
Okay.
Then I do an event, right?
Skills. First thing you do is skills. You get a skills roll to start your... You get a skills roll no matter what happens, you survive or not.
I'm sorry. So that personal development one was from my bonus from advancing.
Getting promoted.
Getting promoted. Got it. Okay. Skills roll. Let's go with personal development. That is intellect plus one.
All right. Oh, no. Guys, you got a 10 intellect.
So a 10 intellect. Okay. Couldn't get back any of those physical skills. Well, that's what happens when you get older. Doesn't matter how much you go to the gym. Doesn't matter. Your body is dying.
Give me 2D for an event. This is gonna be interesting.
2D for an event. That's 10 again.
You can take it. That's another dice modifier plus one to a benefit roll.
Yes, good deal. I will take that. You goddamn right. Okay. Now this is all the marbles. Oh my god, we're gonna be here for 40 minutes just doing benefit rolls. This is amazing. Okay. Here we go. This is for all the marbles. This is get promoted to first officer.
Which social standing goes up.
Social standing goes up, and I will get 3 bonus benefit rolls, and I already have a 6, right? So I would have I have more than that because all the terms I've done now.
So you at this point you would get,
I get 2 bonus benefit rolls from the gamble.
If you get this, you get 9 benefit rolls plus. So you get 11 benefit rolls, and you get a plus one on all of them. And you get a plus 2 on another one, and you get plus 1, additional plus 1 on 2 more.
Jesus.
This is why you become a merchant.
That's, for real. This is wild how rich he's
you still do pretty insane. Well if you don't get promoted. All right, here we go.
Here's the advancement roll. This is a big one. And I got it with a 7 on the die. Plus 1 is an 8. Done and done.
Oh, man.
Okay, so you were promoted to first officer.
This character is astounding.
You get your social goes up to an 8. You get an additional skills table roll. I would do those for personal development, try to get that endurance back.
Yeah, I mean, my skills are pretty solid across the board here, so let's do personal development. I want to roll low here, 2. Dex.
Dex, that's good. So your dex goes back up to a 7, which is great because now you have to roll aging.
Oh, right.
Oh, right.
Shoot. All right. Aging table, and I want to roll high here on 2D, right?
You want to roll as high as possible.
Okay. This is getting scary. 8.
Okay. No effect.
Oh.
Oh, my God. And now I'm assuming you're going to muster out here and go,
get me the hell out. I don't want to be captain.
I don't want to be captain.
Wait. Oh, dude, only one more is captain, Skid.
But think about that aging.
Yeah, role. The aging is really what...
A captain's just the title. Like,
I can be the captain of this ship if it's my ship.
Right.
Right?
Like, who cares if you're a captain of the Merchant Marine? No one even knows what that
once
is.
I was once a first officer in the Merchant Marines.
All right, so you did
sling
7.
Back a little whiskey. It's a tough
wreck. 7 terms altogether. So that's an additional, 28 years? So that, does that make you 46? Yeah.
46.
Okay. All right. Let's muster you out.
this is my favorite muster out I've ever had.
So we are going to muster you out, but I would say, like, we could, for the purpose of the gauntlet, say you're still on the ship and make your ship the ship.
Well, yeah, but I mean, let's see if I don't you want me to roll it?
Oh yeah, you could get a ship of your own. That's true.
Yeah, let's see if I roll it.
All right, so let's get to the math on this. So you reached rank 5. So you have 6 6 terms in the Merchant Marines. You reach rank 5, so you get straight off the bat, you get 9 bonus benefit rolls with a plus 1 to every roll.
Okay.
You're going to get plus 2 benefit rolls. So you have a total of 11.
Plus 2 from the gambling thing I did, the broker. So that's 11. And I get plus rolls. 1 to all of them. I get plus 2 to 1 and plus 1 to 2 more.
Yeah, a further plus 1. So you're effectively going to roll plus 3 on 1.
Let's keep it simple. I'm going for the ship. I just want the ship. So I'm going to get plus 3 to this roll, and I'm rolling it on the benefit table. And let's keep track here. So this is roll number 1.
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
I got a 6. That was a 3.
So you get a free trader.
Free trader.
I got a free trader, Matthew.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Okay.
Jess.
So this is your ship. This is the one that
so
we're playing.
So it's
going
to be your ship. Okay, you're going to be the captain, who also is an engineer.
Hey, Skid, you want a free trader? I'll get you one. Here we go.
All right. So that used your plus 2.
That used my plus 2. Right. So now roll number 2, I'll roll on the benefits table and I'll take a plus 1. Here we go. That is a 3. Education plus one.
So this is actually going to get you a plus two because you already have a plus one on every.
No. I'm not using my extra plus ones.
Okay.
I think I'm going to use those on cash.
Got it. Okay.
So now my education is 14.
Wow.
You are one of the most, I believe that's a plus three, isn't it? You are one of the most educated people in the galaxy.
Do you get to plus three that
exists?
No,
it's 15 is plus three. So you're still a plus two.
All right. I'll still go for it then. All right. So benefit roll number three.
Yep.
You know what? Just to make this easy, let's go for cash. And I'm going to do plus two to this roll.
Okay.
Here we go. So this is cash plus two to this roll. Oh, natural one.
Oh, 5,000 credits.
Oh, no. Well, no. It's 10,000.
Okay.
And then on my next roll, I'll do cash and I'll do plus two to this roll. Oh, and I got a seven.
Oh, wow.
40,000 credits.
Okay.
Okay. Now that those are spent, I will go back to benefits with just plus ones. Here we go. Benefit plus one. That is a three. Education plus one, 15 education.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
You are one of the smartest, most learned in the galaxy.
Yeah, I think that like through all this merchant marining, she just keeps taking classes. She keeps getting doctorates in different
fields. Would probably have PhDs with an education of plus three. You've got to have advanced degrees.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. We got to call her doctor. This is amazing.
This is like, you're like, was it like Richard Daystrom? It's like the Daystrom Institute in Star Trek.
Yeah.
All right, plus one to this one. Three again, education plus one. I keep rolling the same thing.
Okay. So you have a 16 education. Doesn't do anything.
Here we go. Another plus one. That's a six for a seven. Another free trader.
You got another free trader?
I got another free trader.
You've got a whole fleet.
My God. Amazing. All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm at 8 right now, according to my record.
This is your eighth roll you're about to do.
Oh, I'm about to do my eighth roll. All right. Then let's do, I want a gun.
You can buy a gun.
Or buy a gun.
Or intellect plus one. Let's go. I got it. I got exactly one on the die.
Plus one.
Plus one is intellect plus one. And that gives me, oh no. Oh, I already had the.
You're now an 11 on intellect.
Yeah. So I'm still one shy of a boost. Yeah.
You should get some more cash.
Yeah. Now I'm going to turn to cash and I've got two rolls left, both at plus one. So here we go. Cash. Seven. Another 40,000.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
And one last one for cash with a plus one, four, 20,000.
Is that 11 rolls? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You got one more.
Oh, I got one more. I'll do cash again. Let's go. Cash money. I rolled low, 5,000 credits, a two.
Okay. So you ended up with what? 115,000 credits
and two far traders.
Wait, actually, here's what we do. You rolled two free traders.
Free traders.
But we kind of need a far trader for the gauntlet. Do you want to trade one of your free traders in to get a far trader?
Yeah, I'll trade both of my free traders in to get a far trader.
Okay. So you will be the captain of this person will be the captain.
She's the captain.
Okay.
This is amazing.
That's amazing. Okay. Do you have a name? Do you have a name for this captain who's also a doctor?
Man, this whole time I haven't even been thinking of it. No.
You can always do it later. You don't have to do it now.
How about Dr. Stephanie Wicks? Is that doing anything for you?
Is it an actor?
Is it
Stephanie Wicks?
You're making that up.
My first thought was Hicks, and I was like, I can't do Hicks. But I don't know why Stephanie jumped out at me.
Stephanie Wicks.
Steph.
Captain. Yeah. Stephanie Wicks, PhD.
Captain Wicks.
Captain Wicks.
Captain Wicks.
Okay. That's a pretty good one to go out on. We've got eight pretty fun characters. You're basically four chances to do these gauntlets, right? I'm doing two. Skid's doing two.
Yeah.
Play Traveler with Skid.
One of yours is sold out, and there's a couple. One of yours has one seat left. I can't remember which one it is of the two of you. And then there's a couple more seats. So there's only about a handful of total seats left in four games. GlassCannonNetwork.com/GenCon if you're going and you want to grab a seat and sit in on this, play a character, and go against Matthew's challenging encounter. And we're going to have 8 characters, but only 6 players. So some people might not get played. Like if Dr. Stephanie Wicks, the captain of the ship, does not get picked, that means, you know, she probably died in the instigating moments and they're captainless or something. Like,
yeah.
Or you can play the captain and somebody else goes down. And this captain is going to be particularly skilled at everything, but also engineering and stuff, which is really cool. So I just love the image of the captain, like, in the engine room, just, like, grinding it down, shutting it down.
If this captain had to roll to, say, repair your M drive, you would get a +5 to that roll.
That's insane. That's so crazy.
Yeah, she is a doctor of yeah, mechanics. Mechanical.
She designed the drive.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. This is one of my own design.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This character is amazing. I think yeah, it's really, really amazing. Well, Matthew, thank you so much for running this.
Thank you, Joe.
Awesome.
Thank you, Skid.
Always have a great time with Traveler character creation. Skid, thank you so much, buddy, for hanging out and making an awesome character as well. And now we set off to Gen Con. We're going to be leaving pretty soon. And we'll take these characters out for a spin. But that's going to do it for us now. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we hope to see you in Indianapolis. It's going to be amazing. If we don't see you there, we'll see you soon, maybe one of our live shows. So go to glasscannonnetwork.com/tour and see where you can see us live. All right, everybody, we'll see you soon. Take it easy. Bye.
Bye. Go to Indianapolis. Bye.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Mick Unplugged, the number one podcast for self-improvement and modern leadership. I'm Mick Hunt, your host, and I'm here to challenge your why and fuel your because. This is where leaders, entrepreneurs, and go-getters come to level up. Each week, I bring you unfiltered conversations, game-changing strategies, and the kind of motivation that transforms lives and legacies. I've learned from legends like Les Brown, Damon John, and Robert Irvine, and now I'm bringing their lessons, along with mine, straight to you. From modern leadership tips to creating unstoppable momentum, this is the podcast that redefines what's possible. Hit play, subscribe, and join the millions who've made Mick Unplugged their go-to source for growth and greatness. Because your next breakthrough is just one episode away. This is Mick Unplugged, the voice and face of modern leadership, entrepreneur, and self-improvement. Let's get started.